You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Kids who are not sitting in class are not learning, and Detroit has the highest rate of chronic absenteeism in the country, according to a 2016 Associated Press report. So we hear policy recommendations, deep dive discussions, papers written on how to boost school attendance. But as first reported in Chalkbeat Detroit, one Detroit school seems to have hit upon a different solution. The A.L. Holmes Academy of Blended Learning installed a washing machine at the school, and yes, it has made a difference. With us now, Principal Tammy Mitchell. Principal Mitchell, what gave you the idea to put a washing machine in the school for the kids to use?
Well, we knew that we needed to address the issue of attendance, and we've been trying all kinds of things. So we started with our uniform store. And we knew that we were running out of uniforms because we were keep having to give them away. So one of the ways that we found that we can help with two problems, if we had a wash machine, we could wash uniforms and reuse them. And then we also can help kids who had the issue of, I can't come to school because of uniforms. So we just try to address whatever need we have, thinking outside of the box.
So when you talk about a uniform store, that is where youngsters who need the right shirt or the right jumper can get one?
Yes, we do. It's not technically a store because they don't pay for anything.
Right, right.
But it's like we call it our A.L. Holmes closet. So in this A.L. Holmes closet, we have new and used uniforms. We have shoes. We have toiletries. We have coats, hats, gloves. All of the things that we know can sometimes hinder kids from coming to school and feeling comfortable when they're in school. So we try to make sure that they feel good about themselves and alleviate that stigma of maybe not being clean or maybe not smelling fresh, or sometimes it affects their attendance and behavior, because if you don't feel good about yourself, you tend to not behave properly.
Sure. So give us a before and after picture of absenteeism and suspensions at your school. First of all, what was a typical month of absenteeism and suspensions like before the washing machine?
Well, before the store, and this is our first year with the washing machine, but before the A.L. Holmes store and the washing machine, we had a chronic absentee rate of well over 50%. 50% of our students would miss at least 2 days a month of school. And now we're down to about 33% chronic absenteeism.
And what about suspensions?
The suspensions, actually, we did an analysis of suspensions from the same time a year ago into now, and we're down about half.
So you can say you see a measurable difference.
Yes, absolutely. It's a measurable difference because the kids know that they feel comfortable enough coming to us, letting us know when they're not feeling good, when they don't have clean clothes, when they need some extra support. And we address it privately so no one knows that this is happening, but everybody knows that this is available. And we have those relationships with the students so they know they feel comfortable coming, asking for what they need.
Now, was the washing machine a gift, or were you able to carve out some money to buy it?
No, we have a grant writing team at our school because we know that we have a high need for different things that we don't necessarily have the budget for. So our grant writing team wrote a grant on donors' shoes to get the washing machine. And now we actually just got another grant. We're getting a dryer and more donations for new uniforms. So we wrote a grant to get the washing machine.
Now, so what do you think? If, you know, we've got all, you know, we get the studies and the position papers and policy ideas. What do we do to improve education and increase attendance? And here you've made this measurable improvement by taking what is a pretty simple step. So what should we and what should other schools take away from what you're doing at Holmes?
I can't say we have the solution to everybody's attendance problems because every community, every school has a different set of issues and concerns. We just kind of looked at some of the things that we knew we can do right away. To me, as a leader of a school, you have to analyze your community, your population of people to address whatever that need is and not be afraid to think outside of the box to address those needs, because oftentimes until people realize you care and you're willing to think outside of the box, then they may not even expose the need to you. So you have to really analyze where you are and what the need is in your own environment.
Well, it's a lesson that you are certainly proving at the A.L. Holmes Academy of Blended Learning in Detroit. by installing that washing machine. We've been talking with the principal at AL Homes, Tammy Mitchell. Thanks so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.